We are working on the urban water system here in Wau to enhance and maintain it and reach out those areas where they were not covered by the urban water system in the Wau town. So the project is to actually expand the lines itself.
Okay.
To the those unreached areas and also set up some of the basic kiosks where the local community can access water and on the commercial basis, but on the personal usage basis. And we are also training to the local urban water department.
Okay.
On how to manage it in terms of meters, going meters to the individual household levels, commercial water selling, and leakage deduction. And so that the urban water system is run on a sustainable ground and by their own. So far, we are supporting them like in terms of providing fuel and all those to run generators and everything so that the water is reaching to those people in the town. But we are expecting that they should be at their own at some point of running that water system.
Okay, so far, how many residential areas have been reached?
Once it is finished, because it is still work in process.
Okay.
So once it finished, it will enhance the project by 45,000 people of Wau town. Residents in that one. So apart from the existing resources, existing people who are getting that one, but it will be enhanced the quality of that water project itself. So we are doing it together with the funding from the Japan government. We are also thinking even once this phase is completed, how to expand it further.
Okay.
To cover all of the residents of Wau town.
How much is invested in this project?
Okay, exactly, I don't have figures of that, but there's a large sum of amount which has gone into that one. But we are working with closely with the urban water system, so all design and everything, so that it is not like out of their purview, but they should be able to run it with their own.
This line has been extended to Kosti residential area, but this was done like 2 or 3 weeks ago. The work seems to have stopped. I don't know why.
Work is not stopped, but there are different level of works.
Okay.
Sometimes they are actually digging it, then piping it, but then they are also constructing some kiosks. And then also they are linking it with the people who are applying. People have already started applying where they can actually get those. So there is a different level of work. So if digging is finished, it doesn't mean that it is stopped. But there is some other, next level of work on that one. So we are on the schedule and we are working with them.
When is the project supposed to be completed?
Hopefully by 2 months' time from now.
Okay.
Hopefully it should be done, everything. And we are much ahead of that one, but I'm just giving you space of 2 months that it should be, water should be going to all those resident areas.
The biggest problem that we have here is sustainability.
Yes.
How is it going to continue in terms of funding?
So that's exactly what I was saying, because apart from this physical investment, there is number of other steps which we are training the water department so that they are able to run it on sustainable ground.
Okay.
So there was a huge percentage of water was leaking in the existing system because of the old structure, but also because of the some deduction issue in that water leakage. So one, we are trying to have that leakage deduction training to the the water department people who are doing that one. So with that one, the losses would be minimized. Secondly, we are improving on the meter system so that every household or every commercial person who is using that one would be known how much they are using, and so they should be paid on that one. So it would be more relatively scientific basis where they would be doing that one. So we are expecting that the water project itself should fund their own, so to run by their own and at their own.